What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7. Maybe you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap-a-fuck-a-tony out of it.
Crap a fuck a Tony.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Oh my God.
We'll be here for the next couple of hours, everybody. All kinds of stuff to talk about. The COVID still bouncing around. Trump still bouncing around.
COVID.
Yeah. That's Lindsay's tongue on Trump's balls.
Oh, wow. Good job, Lindsay.
Trump's like, it's a little too much, right. Lindsay.
That's
a little
just,
softer.
That's not my personality.
However you're receiving us, I think I said that. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter, CrabDiving. We're also on the Facebook, on the Instagram, which we don't check as often.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy something at Amazon, use that link, and we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer.
He's a pioneer.
God, I mean, you
and
know,
an explorer.
It's weird. Some artists, like, for instance, Genesis or Phil Collins, you would say his work, my opinion, what do I know? His work at the beginning of his career was a lot better. Like, I enjoy older Phil Collins albums. Like, I love Sussudio. Remember that song?
Sure.
No Jacket Required. Studio.
Sure.
I love that. That's great.
Easy Lover.
Love that. That's great. Love that. The Air Tonight song, whatever the fuck that was, in the Miami Vice television show. It was in that soundtrack. But the stuff towards the end of his career, like the, was it Lion King? Not like the end of his career, but well.
Yeah. No, he didn't do that one.
Right. But Alec, who that's Toto.
Yes.
Jeez. Now, Toto,
I'm on the path of my ancestors, a path beyond the stars.
Yeah.
A path to Valhalla.
But see, the point is, this isn't his best stuff.
Who, Alex?
No, we just heard his best stuff.
We did. I haven't
And
got,
it's his
yeah.
oldest.
It this is weekend, his, I have it on my list of things to
it's
do.
It's his newest
make
stuff.
Some, make some drops out of that.
Well, if your job was to make Alex Jones drops, you wouldn't have time in a 40-hour work week. He's insane.
A lot. Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm just saying that the latest stuff he's doing right now is the most compelling, where he's threatening to kill his and eat his neighbors so his daughter survives.
All kinds of shit going on. Why don't we just get fucking started on the party?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a party?
Kind of mixed up my words there for
well,
a second.
Wait, no. This is we're two people in here right now. It's not
and
a
the
party.
Dog.
Yes.
Why can't you can party when you're alone?
No, that's true. You can't social distance with yourself.
Yeah, you can try.
God, that's a shitty book somebody's writing right now. Shame on you. Whoever's writing that shit, shame on you.
Thank you for joining us. Strap in, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And oh, gosh. I just saw this crazy headline pop up. It said, Trump disagrees with Fauci and we should open schools. About opening schools.
Oh, that's, jeez, that's who nothing would you, new.
What does Trump know about schools or raising children? Or anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I might go with Dr. Fauci. Sorry.
I thought
sorry,
Mike,
Illuminati.
I thought our vice president was in charge.
Really? Yeah, he is. I just saw Trump. I totally disagree with Dr. Fauci on reopening schools.
Let's see, we have...
It is, in fact, Memorial Day.
Oh, that's Mike Pence.
Damn, he sucks. He's a radio guy.
Oh, this is the one I wanted.
That's a radio guy.
Call with your take on it.
God damn.
Mike Pence opening.
Can you play a little bit
Great
more,
Balls of Fire.
More of his, what he says or sounds like? Because, God, I just, not that it matters, but how is he a radio guy? He's boring as fuck. I mean, really.
Well, he's pretty boring as a vice president.
Was he a little bit more Hollywood on his right-wing nut job Jesus,
you know, his
radio thing?
Yeah, well, the videos, he does actually look slightly more human.
Yeah. What happened?
Like there's more life in his face or something. Now it looks like it's just like all the personality and everything's right. been sucked right out of him.
Ooh, yes.
Not that he had a great one before, but he really is like kind of smiling, looks like he's having a good time. This new Pence never.
Yeah.
He always looks like his hemorrhoids are bothering him.
I think his wife, Karen, who, based on what I know, has some influence, has probably said to him, you know, don't show any emotion. Just play your part. And if you don't do anything nuts, you'll be president. Because this guy's going to lose his shit.
Yeah, but Trump doesn't want him to be president. Trump wants to hand over the reins to Ivanka or to Don
yes.
Jr.
Oh, my God.
Not to Don Jr., to Ivanka.
Who would you rather have president right now?
Who are we talking about? Don Jr.?
Don Jr. or Trump? Or Don? Like,
God damn.
We live in a horrible time. Absolutely.
I almost might prefer Don Jr.
Oh, God, come on.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I guess.
See.
I think I would prefer Don Jr.
Okay.
You're speechless.
Don Jr. or Ivanka?
Ivanka.
That's still crazy, though.
I mean,
that's
we're,
so
you
crazy.
Know, we're talking about
do you think
on the
she
list
has...
of everyone on the planet.
Yes.
These people are pretty low. But if you're going to compare them to each other, then I have to pick one or the other.
Let's say that these Russian bots, they work their dick off for Vlad and they bring him another Trump presidency. They're able to influence the fucking Bernie bros.
Yes.
And we're fucked, right?
Maybe.
Who is, but let's just say Trump wins. Who is their nominee, the Republicans, in 24, if we have one? If we have a 2024. It's Ivanka, right?
No, they'll be done. The Trumps will be done.
Yeah.
The Trumps will be done.
Right.
I think who's around 2024? I don't know. Nikki Haley.
Oh, God.
Might run. You know, they love her.
Oh, yeah, sure. What about Stephen Miller? Will he ever be president?
I think Stephen Miller's going to slither off somewhere. We don't know where he's going to go.
And I'm just making a blanket statement about people like Stephen Miller and Donald Trump. These white supremacist Nazi types. These guys, they don't seem suicidal, do they?
No.
Not particularly.
I don't think so. I mean, homicidal.
Yes, absolutely. It's a shame.
Possibly spermicidal.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know how they feel about that.
Well, for Donald Trump, he doesn't know what that means because that's usually slathered on a condom, which he apparently doesn't give a fuck about.
So let's see what's going on in the old headlines over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPost rag.
Ooh, fuck Trump.
Corona whistleblower warns. Oh, well, this is great. Darkest winter in modern history.
What does that mean? Like, this,
that we're fucked.
Like, it's going to be bad.
Rick Bright, the recently ousted. I have a headache. I put my glasses on. The recently ousted government vaccine official.
Do you need any Advil or anything?
I took some, thank you.
Okay.
Will testify before Congress on Thursday that the Trump administration was unprepared for the coronavirus pandemic. And that the U.S. may soon face, quote, its darkest winter in modern history.
Maggots!
Let me say that like Alex Jones. The darkest winter in modern history.
Now shoot someone and you got it down perfectly. You know, fuck these guys. Fuck you Trump supporters. Fuck you maggots. Now we're having the darkest winter in history. Do you think under President Hillary Clinton,
we had four dark ones under Obama.
Oh my God. Right.
Whatever. You know my point. We wouldn't be here.
CNN and Axios were the first to report on Bright's testimony after a copy of his prepared remarks was published on the House website.
God damn.
The House is like, here's his remarks, everyone.
Did this just come out today?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Darkest winter ever in modern history.
In his expected remarks, it says the world is confronting a great public health emergency, which has potential to eclipse the devastation wrought by the 1918 influenza, which globally claimed over 50 million lives.
Okay. When you say modern history, what is that? Since CDs or something?
Since he's counting.
What is modern?
1918 is modern history. We didn't really have CDs back then.
So he's including like any winter during World War II.
Yeah.
Any winter when we were in Vietnam.
Our history.
God, that's not good. Even the winter when they had
Manimal was on the air.
How about this? How about when Tom Schneider and Tom Wopat. Who are the Duke boys?
Dukes of Hazzard?
Tom Wopat and Bo Schneider. Bo Bridges.
John Schneider.
John Schneider and Tom Wopat. Even as dark as when they decided they wanted to renegotiate and then they brought in the cousins of the Dukes to do a series. Oh,
that was horrible, yeah.
Even darker than those times.
Both of the, that's maybe when they were off having their country music careers.
Oh my God. The winter Wham broke up? Darker than that?
Well, Pat and,
did they really?
What's his name?
They left the television show to do music.
Well, I don't know. They both had country music careers for a while.
And
hit songs.
Yeah. Well, listen, and what we're talking about now is before times. And by the way, that's all before times.
Before a lot, yeah.
Before times.
Okay.
How are we going to shoot the Duke boys? How are we going to have the Duke boys again? How are the Duke boys socially distanced?
Well, I think that's kind of done.
And then how do you do a movie that takes place in the past and before social distancing?
Hey, this is Tom Wopat.
Oh, God.
Talking to you on behalf of Cooters franchise and Ben Jones and his wife, Alma. They're some of my best friends, and I know we had a couple of dates booked there in June and July at some of the stores, and it might not happen, but just be patient. We'll get to it.
He's doing music now during the COVID.
And he's optimistic.
He's optimistic.
We'll get to it.
We'll get through it.
Okay. Evidence of that. I would like to see evidence based on what. What is that? Is that
I wish they'd let me pass on by before they turn the neons on.
Does he look the same?
Tom Wopat.
Yeah. Awesome.
Not exactly.
Right. Gosh.
It's been 40 years.
The Duke boys were anti-gun, by the way.
But pro explosives.
Yeah. Well, no, the explosives the had to be taped on the arrow.
Onto an arrow.
Only when the dynamite was taped on an arrow were they for
no,
it.
No, I thought they would fling it too.
No, really. But no, guns? What's worse? Dynamite or a gun?
Roscoe P. Coltrane had a gun.
Oh, yes, he did.
Right.
Enos was the good cop.
Rick Bright will be testifying.
Yay. Darkest winner.
He says, our opportunity for of when our window of opportunity is closing. If we fail to develop a national coordinated response based in science, I fear the pandemic will get worse and prolonged, causing unprecedented illness and fatalities.
Is that okay? Is that coffee weird?
It's really cold, which is odd. I thought it was microwaved, but it's oddly very like chilly. Like,
I mean, there is a chance I put it in the microwave and then didn't hit the timer and came back and got it like I timed it. That sucks.
It's oddly
boy. That's it's poor use of a microwave right there.
Coffee. Our no. It's fine. I picked it up, I was just like, well, this is oddly
bad. Everything is right now. And I'll be right back.
Okay, Bright filed a whistleblower complaint with the Office of Special Counsel after he was ousted from his role as the head of, here we go, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, in which he oversaw the federal government's search for COVID-19 treatments and vaccines. So he's saying he was removed because it was retaliation for him saying, we can't push this chloroquine.
Oh.
We don't know that it works. And Trump is like, everybody gets chloroquine. Oh, chloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine.
Coroner.
He said, I spoke out then. I'm testifying today. This is his prepared remarks for tomorrow. Because science, not politics or cronyism, must lead the way to combat this deadly virus. Trump, of course, is like, wrong. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
He says he recounts pushing the Department of Health and Human Services to get a head start on preparing for any potential outbreak in the U.S.
Yeah.
Only to be shot down.
I mean, listen.
Because he had heard about it in China already.
Yeah.
He said, in January this year, I pushed for our government to obtain virus samples from China and to secure more funding for BARDA to be able to get started quickly on the development of critical medical countermeasures.
Wait, what does that mean? Like a vaccine?
Whatever they could start doing. Start in January instead of, I don't know, April?
I mean, I read a thing where it's like the order was it March 10th, right? That's when, was it March 10th when they started taking it seriously?
Maybe.
Yeah, and you know, and a week earlier, you're talking about 60,000 lives they could have saved.
He says HHS leadership was dismissive about my dire predictions about what I assumed would be a broader outbreak and the pressing need to act, and were therefore unwilling to act with the urgency that the situation required.
Why? Hey, I have a question. Who is he telling? Who is dismissive of him?
HHS.
Who is that?
Health and Human Services.
Aren't they scientists?
But they're run by... Isn't it Alex Azar, the Trump?
How are you?
A Trump appointee?
Right. The thing I don't understand, this guy that we're talking about, Bright, worked for the CDC, right?
He was the, he had a couple of different titles, but he was.
Were they political titles?
The head of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority.
How do you dismiss what that guy tells you? It's not a political thing. It's not like he's not telling you something that is
well, but he was
negotiable.
He was disagreeing with Trump, who knows much more about this stuff than the head of the Biomedical Advanced
Research makes this point
and Development Authority
all the fucking time. The CDC has been good. They have been good at responding to shit like this in the past,
that's
right?
What they do.
They have a good record.
World renowned.
Other
countries used to come to us.
They tell you what to do, and then you do it, and then it gets better. And, you know, I found online, you can find the original plan for reopening on a PDF. You know that? You can find it.
Oh.
Okay. I downloaded it and I started looking at it and it sucked. I mean, it doesn't suck. It oh God, it's a bad read, but you know, I get it. It makes a lot of sense. It's like a lot of it's meticulous. It's not casual. It's you know what I mean? It's just directions. Yeah. It's not, if you were putting together what's something you put together with directions? Like a model?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not like Melania, but you know,
Melania had some, there were some objections involved in creating what's left of Melania.
Do make fun of Melanie. Shit. But like, yeah, you're going to follow the directions. So it is, you know, it's directions. It's not political. It's not political. They're directions on what to do.
Yeah.
None of this should be political. Nobody should want a fucking virus.
Holy fuck.
We were playing high stakes poker, everything on the line. I put her on kings and him on queens. I was showing a pair of nines.
They were counting on the cards they held. They could.
Somebody give Tom Wopat the
that's
microphone.
That's
back.
John Schneider. I was giving equal time. This is John Schneider.
Okay.
And Tom Wopat? Some other dude.
Oh. What do I know? Yeah. I don't know country music. Was that guy talking about a threesome he had? He's like, I had a boy. She was on the queens and he was on the bishop. And then we fucked in something and we gave each other corona.
I think this is a pro Trump song.
Oh, is it?
Comprehend while they were playing silly games. I had the winning hand.
I got my joke on. Ah! You can keep that ace air up your sleeve. Cause when I'm holding back a head like this, it's all I'll ever need. I got my joke on. Don't ace in my hole.
God damn.
John Schneider, everybody,
you
apparently. The Trump
cunts,
fan.
Excuse me. These cunts, they probably loved having that stars and bars. They loved having the Confederate flag on their fucking car. They probably still do. Got my Trump card.
I don't
card.
Know. I don't think. Yes. I think Wopat is a progressive.
Oh, we're just listening to John Schneider.
This is John
right
Schneider and
John
some other dude.
John Schneider, you dick. God, John, you were lucky to have a television show for an extended period of time. So you're rich, you motherfucker.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, dude. He made fuck tons off the Dukes.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I got my Trump card.
I don't know about that.
I got my Trump
certainly
card.
Certainly probably doesn't make a lot on residuals.
Yeah.
Because people from that area are fucked. I saw something. Wasn't it the Gilligan's Island people? Not a dime.
But that Gilligan's Island's different. That's,
after like the 70s.
That's right. But the Gilligan's Island, they were the late 70s.
60s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we're the 80s.
Right.
Wasn't that the golden age of making fucking money in TV, though?
I'm trying to read his.
I got my Trump card. God.
He keeps.
With my ace up my sleeve. God, you fucking bootlicker. John Schneider, go fuck yourself, dude. I loved your television show. I didn't know you'd be a guy that would grow up to write a song about a fascist.
I know there's a lot of people giving you shit for this song, John. I say good on you, sir. The song is brilliant. The video's fantastic. Jonathan Kent was always my role model father. Now he loves Trump.
Genius. Did someone call that song genius?
They love it.
Oh, my God. Hey, dickhead, go listen to some Rolling Stones. Genius? You motherfucker. Listen to the Beatles. Go listen to some Earth, Wind, and Fire, dickhead. Genius. Go fuck yourself. Got my Trump card. Well, that's genius.
I got my Trump card.
I got an ace in the hole.
Cause I'm holding on to something good. Let's go. I got my Trump card.
See, this is, you wouldn't. you wouldn't know this was about Trump because this is a gambling scene. They're all in, you know, it's like a Western. They're playing poker in the in the saloon.
Yeah.
But now, they just showed a shot of a Trump 2020 poster spinning in the air.
You little bitches. God, you bootlickers, you.
Shame on you.
I'm having my Trump card.
Now I can fuck little girls. I got my Trump card.
This song took 7 minutes to write. It sucks. No, it's garbage too, isn't it? It's garbage. It's predictable. The lyrics sound... I would rather have Shelby, a piece of shit from Shelby, write a song than this. This is atrocious. Sad. Very sad. Jeez. Tom Wopat's a progressive, huh?
I think... I may be wrong, but I think... I do remember this guy being like a right-wing dickbag, but... I don't think Wopat is necessarily.
I love this show when I was growing up, you know, and
on the Trump car.
What?
Trump got his Trump card.
Why am I shocked though? I shouldn't be shocked, right? I mean,
right.
I mean, I guess.
Oh, he was on Dancing with the Stars also.
Oh, good. Good.
John Schneider.
Dancing with the Stars. Are we going to have that this winter? Are we going to have that again?
They're going to do Dancing with the Stars.
Shit, man.
I mean, they're doing Idol, but, you know, you can sing at home and shit like that. Right. I don't know exactly how you can. Right. How can you socially distance while you're dancing with somebody?
I don't know.
Well,
you have to be Mr. Plastic Man or Mr. Fantastic or something like that.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is about Rick Bright.
Yes.
His comments, pre-prepared statement, opening statements.
God, it's
been
sad.
Released by the House, and he is going to sound the alarm and not speak kindly.
You know, everybody, it's a very scary time, and it just sounds like I'm about to go into an advertisement for something horrible. But really, I read this fucking thing about these goddamn Russians hacking our shit, and we got to be careful what we listen to and what we believe, man. You know what I mean? I mean, even if I don't know what I'm saying. Just vote blue.
Just bit my hand.
God.
The intern.
Vote for Phil Ayer, by the way, if you're listening and you live around
you
here.
You know, I on the way back, I went to the dentist today, which was a very strange experience.
Oh, how do they do that? Socially distancing.
They don't.
Oh.
But she was dressed like she was walking through Chernobyl.
Oh, really? Were they taking it seriously there?
Oh, they're taking it very... Oh. They were closed.
Pussies? Jeez.
They could have stayed open. I thought dentists were essential.
Well...
But mine was like, fuck.
Well, you know what they also are? Like, they're also people that went to medical school, right?
Right.
And understand
dental school,
whatever. Whatever. They understand some science. Not like the fuck faces we see waddling about here. God damn. You wouldn't believe...
But it was very odd driving because it's like the first time I've really driven anywhere since this whole thing. And it was really weird kind of driving. Like,
did you notice how cheap gas is?
I did notice how many fucking people are out without masks.
Yeah. Because you know why? You know why?
Especially going down, I have to say it the Florida way, Cervantes.
There you go. Oh, my God. You are going to be like.
I always say Cervantes.
Pow, pow, pow.
Going down Cervantes.
I got my Trump card.
There were just lots of people, lots of cars, lots of businesses. And I literally, as I was driving, it was a while before I counted my first mask.
Jeez. Now, did you get a haircut while you were out?
I did not. My dentist was making fun of me.
Because of your hair?
It's like, hey. I said, hey, it's quarantine hair.
Oh.
He's like, look at your long hair.
Hey.
He took off his hat. He buzzed his own hair.
Yeah.
He said, I couldn't stand anymore. I just did my own.
See, like that makes sense.
His head is like buzzed.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's an odd thing. It's like, can't you do a simple cost benefit analysis and think, God, a lot of people are going out to get their hair cut probably right now. So that, see. That's why the opening doesn't make any sense. You know?
I thought about it.
No!
But then don't go like, to the haircut place. Yeah, then I was like, I don't think they're going to be as
no.
as vigilant as
it doesn't matter
as the dentist is. Because I have to go to the dentist.
Everyone,
I don't have to go to get my haircut.
I got it.
I gotta get my haircut.
But everybody's going to be going to the dentist. I mean, to the haircutting place today or whenever it just opened. So it's like everybody's there. See, that is why the opening kind of doesn't make sense to me. It's like you're pushing everyone out. Everybody's wondering, all the idiots are going to go get their hair cut. All the idiots are going to the nail salon. All the idiots are going to the gym whenever they open. Have we opened gyms?
They're not here.
No, but the people that go to the gym here are going back to the gym.
I guess.
Oh, God. God, I always saw the dumbest dickheads at the gym. I mean, really.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Look you.
Howard Stern in the headlines the past couple of days.
Good for him.
Yesterday or 2 days ago, he said, Trump hates you. He says, I hate you for voting for Trump. So all the right wingers are losing their minds. But Howard said, I hate you for voting for Trump. But he said, God, you know, I want to find the clip where he said it. He said, Trump hates you too. He said, look around. He would look and see if there are people like you at Mar-a-Lago. Trump doesn't want to hang out with people like you.
Trump hates
people like you.
I think it's so valuable that he said that because that is not said enough. That is not said enough. I mean, He imagine what he thinks when he's at a rally.
He's like,
and all these idiots are cheering for him.
Right.
All these people that are poor, whatever. He doesn't want to hang out with you guys. He is a rapey socialite who from New York. You know, he hangs out with people that never had to work. He hangs out with fucking assholes
himself.
Yes. Yes.
Included.
He's not gonna. He didn't give a fuck about the maggots. He wants your vote.
Apparently now he's the headline over the Drudge Report says Howard Stern calls for Trump to resign.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I do too.
I'm trying to find the audio clip.
But then we'll have Mother's husband.
They may have, you know, Trump's people are really, really vigilant about pulling clips off of the air.
God. How are they good at that?
I saw clips a couple days ago or yesterday, but now I'm having a harder time finding the actual audio.
You're really good at finding shit, and they're pulling it off the air. So someone must be good at what they're doing on some level in that administration. This is the thing they're good at. It was a shame. It's a shame they aren't good at other things.
Okay, well, fuck it. One thing Donald loves is celebrities, he said. He loves to be famous. He loves it. He loves to be in the mix.
Yeah.
The oddity in all of this is people Trump despises is the people Trump despises most love him the most. The people who are voting for Trump for the most part, he wouldn't even let them in a fucking hotel.
Fuck no.
He'd be disgusted by them. Go to Mar-a-Lago. See if there's any people who look like you. I'm talking to you in the audience.
And that's why he doesn't give a fuck if they die. He doesn't fucking care.
And then he said, I don't hate Donald. I hate you for voting for him, for not having intelligence.
Can't you do both?
He said, I do think it would be extremely patriotic of Donald to say, I'm in over my head. I don't want to be president anymore.
Yeah.
It'd be so patriotic that I'd hug him and then I'd go back to Mar-a-Lago and have a meal with him and feel good about it because it would be such an easy thing to do. You know, it's Howard.
Yeah, you're going to get coronavirus.
Howard's an asshole sometimes, too.
But, you know, and I tell you where Howard's lying. Because if he's, I'm sure he's,
not with this COVID, he ain't going to Mar-a-Lago.
Do you think he's taking it seriously, Howard? The COVID?
Oh, he's in his basement. Are you kidding me? He's not. He's broadcasting from his basement.
He's not going
in the Hamptons.
He's right though. See, that's not said enough. Deplorables. Donald Trump would hate you, and you know he would. Just think about who the fuck he is. Think about it. When has he ever given a shit about you until now?
Honestly, but they're convinced that he is their guy. He's one of them.
He doesn't give a fuck. That's why he's fine with you dying. He's fine with you dying because he doesn't care about you. He doesn't give two shits about you. How many people are dead today? Like 83,000, something like that?
Something.
The man gives no shits. How many shits does he give about that? How many? More than one or zero? Trump.
Well, all he cares about is that it's under 2 million.
Right. But well, okay, for numbers. But I'm talking about the people that die.
Oh, no, he doesn't fucking care.
He doesn't give a fuck. Please. He doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, meanwhile, Florida reopening.
Yes.
2 days ago, 389 new cases. 2 days ago, 617 new cases. Yesterday, 813 new cases.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that sound like the cases are going steadily up again?
Jesus Christ.
But Florida's like, reopen!
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And you know, fuck. It's shame on people that know better but are participating in this. Because in places like where we live, those are the only people that will save people. What are you looking at?
I looked at the jump in Escambia County in the past day.
What is it?
2 days ago, 4 new cases. Yesterday, 15 new cases.
Oh, my God. So, how
19 deaths. It was 18 yesterday.
How many people were we at? 640 cases? 600?
God, it's, for some reason, this one still says just the number of residents. Let me look under the...
What? Yeah, that's a weird way to qualify it. There's no reason. And shame on Doug Underhill and Matt Gaetz and everybody.
Doug Underhill is our local county commissioner. Everybody who none of you
piece of
care
shit.
About. But you know who Matt Gaetz is.
Oh, yeah. But Phil Hare and...
As I was driving through all the people not giving any fucks.
Yes.
I did see a number of Phil Ayer signs. I was very encouraged, actually.
Yeah, I think he's been doing
Phil Ayer is the guy, is the Democrat, who's a Navy pilot, former Navy pilot.
Yeah, yeah,
like that,
yeah.
Who is running against Matt Gaetz here in Florida. 665. Oh, one more. It could be 666. Oh,
damn it. Shit, I thought it was 665.
If I'm going to get the COVID, I hope I get the next one. I want to be number 666.
Oh, God.
If I have to get it.
Yeah, you don't have to get it.
The 19 deaths.
Shit. I mean, you know what's daunting is that California said they're probably going to extend 3 more months with their lockdown.
Yes.
That's California.
And we currently have 56 in hospital.
Hello? Where in Escambia?
In our county.
Damn, I wonder how that breaks down, like ICU and all that shit.
Which is fucking nothing compared to my phone's way over there. A friend of the show, Tony.
Yes.
In Chicago, who in his zip code, he's in a kind of densely populated area. It's like 1,800 cases. But I can only imagine. I wonder what our old zip code in L.A., in Koreatown. I wonder if we could look that up.
9004? 9004.
Yeah, 9004.
Yeah, yeah.
Four
zeros is 3. Yeah, yeah. 5.
Yeah. I wonder what that is, because that was like the most densely packed place I've ever lived.
You know, I see that would be a nightmare. Number one, it would be a nightmare because sheltering in place there, and if you have to get by on maybe no job, that's impossible.
Oh, I don't know how you could even remotely consider it. Yeah, yeah.
God. Well, let's see. I'm sorry, I was looking at this thing. It's Sacred Heart Hospital here in Pensacola. There are 561 staffed beds. But they don't say how many ICU beds.
So anyway, the headline over at the HuffPo, or the Drudge Report, excuse me, says Howard Stern is all about what Trump said and or what Stern said and how he's calling for Trump to resign.
God, wait. 56 hospitalizations in this county.
Yes.
That's of COVID.
Yes.
That is a lot. Don't you think that's a good amount?
It's probably. I mean, hopefully they don't.
Three hospitals.
Hopefully not many of them need ventilators.
But then that COVID is in there. And now the problem is it can spread within that hospital.
So for some reason, Drudge thinks that's the headline.
Yeah. Well.
But the interesting thing is you notice the Drudge, all these stories, the headline in all these stories is Trump or Howard Stern. Hey, some of them are like the one at Fox made me crazy. Because it was like, Howard Stern says he hates Trump supporters.
Yeah.
Means he.
Yeah.
But they glossed over the whole point of what Trump was, of what Howard Stern was ranting about, which is that he hates you too. Your daddy that you love hates you.
And put that.
But all they're hearing is when he said, I don't hate Trump. I hate you for voting for him. That's right, all they're hearing.
Right. And Trump hates you. Trump hates you.
That's not what's going in the tiny little Trumpist brain.
I mean, God, I mean, it's so cultist, right? They're cults. Your cult leader hates you and you're dying and he hates you. He doesn't even care. He doesn't give a fuck.
Michael Cohen talked about that, how it's like there's like a cult of personality around him. And for some reason, you get sucked into it.
But like David
Michael Cohen, no angel, no slime ball.
Oh yeah,
etc. I'd
rather have Michael Cohen.
You need
Cohen
to be
president.
Potential. You need to have a lot of slime ball potential to do the kind of shit that Michael Cohen did. That's not only being brainwashed by Trump.
He'd be a better president than Donald, right?
Well, yeah.
But God, we live in a shit time. This is shitty. 2020 sucks. It really sucks. I mean, what the fuck?
Like here, the headline at the New York Daily News, Howard Stern to Trump supporters, he hates you and so do I.
That's true.
Right.
That's clear. And of course, and I will say to the Trump supporters,
and a lot of us are
wake
not
up.
Real happy with you.
Yeah. Oh, I hate the Trump supporters and I hate Trump. Fuck them. Fuck them both. But that these Trump supporters should really wake up. It's really not hard to put together in your tiny little fucking, wacko Christian mind that he hates you. He doesn't care that you're dying, and he hates you. Does that not do anything for you? Does that not bother them?
They don't believe it.
When have you seen Donald Trump hanging out with normal people?
Well, that's the whole thing.
He's never been like...
Jim Jones told everybody to kill themselves, and they did.
David Koresh told all these people, hey, come to be in my cult. Come to Waco. And guess what? You won't have to fuck your wives anymore. I will take on that burden. And they did it. But you know, Trump doesn't have the... David Koresh, who would you rather have as president? David Koresh or Donald Trump? Come on, David Koresh. Come on.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Los Angeles County, 33,247 confirmed cases with 1,617 deaths. That's just the whole county, though.
Oh, God,
I mean,
man.
Los Angeles County.
I used to take the subway all the time.
Pretty big.
Oh, everything's so crowded there.
Good morning. It's Wednesday.
But they don't... I don't tie steel in the morning.
No shit.
At KCRA, everybody. That was tie steel.
Oh, yeah. God, that's
good morning, everybody.
That's a great radio name.
Or gay porn.
Oh, yes.
I don't see a California zip code map.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean.
But anyway.
Everything's. But he's just so packed so tightly together in that downtown area, like Koreatown, LA, you know, downtown LA, Little Vietnam, or what was it? Yeah.
Little Bangladesh, we were close to.
Right.
Lots of It was quite a melting pot area.
One time I put something in the mailbox there, and somebody, they thought it would be a funny thing to do, to put super glue all over the fucking thing. And it, the shit got all over my hand, you know?
Oh, here we go. Koreatown, they have neighborhoods.
Oh, shit.
Listed. Total cases. Total cases in our old neighborhood of Chicago, or Los Angeles, Koreatown.
Yeah.
201.
Okay.
Just in that neighborhood.
That seems like a lot. Well, no, I mean, Koreatown's huge, though. I mean,
Hollywood, 224.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You can't even touch anything in you. Oh, fuck.
Oh, Canoga Park, 396.
Oh, shit.
Boyle Heights, 349.
Dude, Boyle Heights was awesome. I love Boyle Heights.
Ugh. Melrose, 429.
Yeah.
That's up there.
Like, the what is Melrose? That's like where the improv.
Holy shit, Panorama City. I used to work at a hospital in Panorama City. 489.
Damn! What about Venice? What about Venice, California?
San Pedro. Venice, 57. So not as bad in Venice.
Must be the wind and the ocean there.
Scenic Van Nuys,
489. Mm. God damn. Fucking Van Nuys.
People in LA are laughing. Other people don't get it.
Van Nuys sucks. Van Nuys.
Oh, here, Little Bangladesh, 97.
Oh, that's
Little
luck,
Armenia,
though.
164.
Oh!
Little Tokyo, 10. So they split off areas of Koreatown.
Yeah, so that makes it sound like there's not that many cases. Yeah, yeah. But that's a tiny fucking area.
So that's what's going on there. Hopefully, in your world, it's not as bad.
Right. Right, I mean, are you listening from New Zealand or something? I mean, we're the epicenter, man. We're the fucking epicenter.
The what else have we got?
The thing is, with Florida, I'll say this about Florida. It's like, if you would say there's a pandemic that's going to sweep through the country before this happened, and I asked you to name me five states that would have the most cases, who would you name? Would you include Florida, perhaps?
Perhaps.
Yeah. I would, too. I mean, it's just not... It's so predictable, you know? Of course. Of course we're shitting the bed here.
Trending on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show or anytime, ladies and gentlemen and others.
Tuatas.
Red Lobster.
Yeah. You want to go?
Trending.
Let's go.
Well, did you see that? We had a Karen moment yesterday, Red Lobster?
No,
a white woman losing her mind because Red Lobster was not having a good Sunday in places. There were apparently, first of all, what does it say about people that waited 3 hours in line to get food at Red Lobster?
Standing in line?
On Sunday.
What?
So everybody was upset by this time.
Oh, God.
They were having a hard time getting, and they're picking up food, by the way. They're not dining in. They're picking up food from Red Lobster. and Red Lobster was understaffed and not doing well, and people were getting irritated and everything. And I guess this woman walked in. We even had her name because on the video, she's like, I want a refund. I want a refund. They're like, let me give you my card number. And they're like, just give us your name. And she yells out her name. So it's right on the video.
Oh, hey, what the fuck is going on? I haven't been to Red Lobster. When was the last time you've
been there? But then she takes a swing at one of the waitresses who's like, it opens with the doors opening.
Oh, God.
And I think one of the wait staff pushing this woman out. Get out. You're out. You're thrown out of here. You're out. She was making a scene inside.
In Red Lobster.
And then she's like, I want my refund. I want my refund.
God.
So then she, at one point, reaches a guy comes out from Red Lobster and tries to separate these two.
Yes.
She reaches over him and punches the Red Lobster employee at one point. Red Lobster employee ain't having it.
Right.
Barrels through the dude, grabs woman by the hair and starts swinging.
Oh.
They then slow things down a little bit. But the Red Lobster employee then will not remove her hand from the hair of the white woman. And they have to convince her to let the woman go because this woman is going to beat the shit out of this asshole who deserves it.
Yes. Yes.
And
this is
not
the Karen.
This is the Karen. Advocate violence.
Right.
But Karen But sometimes, if she would have gotten a SmackDown,
right,
I don't think the universe would have been upset about it. And
who the fuck is waiting?
So then,
yes,
once they get them separated, Karen Hood clicks in and she's like, "Did you see me get assaulted? I was assaulted." They're like, "You swung at her first."
Yeah, she's defending
herself.
And
she literally says, "I don't care."
Well, that's
and she starts and she calls the police.
Oh,
so the
what
end of the video,
asshole.
They finally go inside, close the doors. Karen's outside and Karen starts dialing for the police.
Oh my God, Karen, you started it.
Fucking asshole.
And you know, I don't know. God, Red Lobster.
So Red Lobster trending and brawl breaks out at Red Lobster.
How long did people
after long wait times on Mother's Day?
How long did people wait in line? You said
3 hours.
3 hours.
Let's wait now. Call 911, somebody.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
So,
no! Stop it!
Hey, what's
so the Red Lobster employee is pushing this woman saying, "Get out, get out." And Karen is pushing her ample weight back into the restaurant.
Get my motherfucking money back. You get it. Get out.
I want my motherfucking money back. She's so classy. So classy.
Get out. Get off me. No. Get out. Get out. Stop it. Get her off me.
Now it looks like one of the cooks has come out. Obviously, there was a scene inside because there's now 5 or 6 employees at the door that were trying to help push this lunatic out.
Why?
So now
this
dude has gotten in between female employee,
right,
and Karen.
I got to tell you, just look glancing at the video, this looks like a Saturday Night Live skit. This is insane.
I am getting it and I'm getting my refund.
Give me the
hard
drive.
I want my money refunded. Let me show my bill to get my refund. Kathy Hill.
Oh, wow, Kathy Hill.
Meanwhile, they found out where she works. It's all over Twitter.
Yeah.
She works at a university and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they found her on the Book of Fate.
When? Not to the
bank. You ain't coming in, though. I know that much.
No, there we go.
Now one of the other employees is standing behind the female employee in the doorway, and he says, "You're not coming in here.
Why
I'm not letting you."
Why would you do this? Why would you allow yourself
all the employees, by the way, have
right?
masks on.
Yeah.
Karen, no mask.
Oh, of course.
Now, that's it right there. She just said, she just reached over the dude and smacked the woman. Smacked her glasses off. Now they're trying to talk the employee down who has Karen by the hair and they're holding her other arm back. Because she's fixing to punch Karen right
in the
face.
I think they're trying to keep their friend from beating the fuck out of this person, which, you know,
who just bitch slapped her.
In Ryan Land, I'd be like, go ahead.
She reached past that guy, knocked the woman's glasses and mask off in front
nuts.
Of her face.
It's insanity. This is Red Lobster.
So listen. So now they're like, "Tiffany, please let go. Please let go.
Let go of her hair.
Tiffany's going to fuck you up.
Let go of her hair.
Hey,
stop.
Okay, now they're separated.
I was assaulted and I have a whole crowd to see.
You hear that? I was assaulted and I have a whole crowd to see it.
I bet that crowd is like, fuck you. I saw
it. She's been shoving up on me the whole time.
Meanwhile, the crowd, you heard some of the crowd saying, "You hit her first."
Yeah, I don't think they're with you.
This guy's videotaping it, so he has it all.
You're a paying customer. You got people are waiting for 3 hours for food.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. So now she's dialing. The rest is visual. She's standing there, and she's dialing 911 on her cell phone.
Now, based on what you just saw, are we ready to reopen America? See, I mean, like, Americans do shit like this. At least, there's Karens out there who, I don't know what went on in there to justify what she did. Nothing. Something happened. She can get another, she can get enough.
Not that behavior. There's nothing.
One of those cheese biscuit rolls or whatever the fuck they give out. Have you ever been? You never, probably have never been to Red Lobster because
I don't do seafood, so it's,
you know, they have steak,
they do,
and chicken, and you know, and I don't know, all, but all their seafood is slathered in mayonnaise, so it might be okay for you. It just doesn't resemble fish.
Well, it really is fish. It's still, is it?
I mean, I don't know.
So that's why
that's amazing.
Trending on the Twitter, and the CEO of Red Lobster has apologized
to who?
To everyone for what was going on. Well, for the 3 hour waits and the understaffing and stuff. Well, nobody was arrested.
Right.
Nobody was fired or anything.
You know, CEO of Red Lobster, your rich ass should apologize to your employee.
Oh, in fact, they're supporting.
That was assaulted.
Says they're standing behind their manager.
Oh, good. Good. I mean, it doesn't look like anybody was. It doesn't look like anybody was with the assaulter, does it? I mean. God, what a horrible shift.
Red Lobster issued a statement apologizing to disappointed customers, noting that the current coronavirus pandemic had impacted their ability to keep up with demand at some locations. They said, we do not tolerate violence for any reason in our restaurants. We expect our team members to treat our guests with respect. We expect our guests to treat our team members with respect in return. We are grateful our manager and the guest involved were not seriously injured in the incident on Sunday. I think that was their manager that was almost about to beat the shit out of, man. Karen.
That's a good manager. See, that's a good manager. Like in baseball, if a pitcher keeps like getting these calls that are outside the zone, and they, you know, this bullshit umpire is giving them strikes and they should give balls, you go out there and yell and you argue and you get tossed out of the game. And then your guys will run through a wall for you. Every once in a while, you got to beat the fuck out of a customer. I love that. Oh, my God. Tiffany, let go of her hair.
Tiffany, let go of her hair.
Tiffany ain't fucking with anybody. I can't
imagine.
Tiffany
just got bitch slapped.
And you know, I know from servers, I know lots and lots of servers, and they will say that Mother's Day is horrible. It's not a great day to work. It's right up there with Valentine's Day because everything's got to be perfect for mommy. Or everybody's, you know, it's all got to be perfect on Valentine's Day. And so, you know, people's expectations are off the fucking chart. And I got to say, what politician? We're in the middle of this pandemic, right? And if you can't reopen on Mother's Day, you can't, because our society, everyone is going to go take their mom out to eat. Or if you're a mayor or something, you say, hey, we're reopened. I'm just telling you this, on Mother's Day, we're not reopening, and you can't go out for Mother's Day because there's going to be too many fuckheads spreading shit. Ugh.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Now, did you see
coming near the top of the hour here?
Ooh, already? Fuck. How about that social distancing, though? Not a lot going on.
Well, no, none whatsoever, yeah. And, you know, I guess people were ordering online or calling in and were waiting for their orders, and that was what the deal was.
Yeah. You know, in speaking of fighting and social distancing, I did send you that story, the local fight that was here, the guy that was stabbed with a throwing star, apparently.
A homemade throwing star was the Florida aspect of the...
So was it that, or was it a fucked up knife? Was it a homemade throwing star?
It's a homemade
really
throwing star. How dare you?
Hey, listen, why would you stab somebody?
He's an amateur ninja.
Why stab someone with a throwing star? With social distancing, it's a throwing star. You can still protect yourself and throw it and respect the social distance of the guy you're trying to fuck up.
We've got...
I got stabbed with a throwing star. Could you imagine? And by the way, this Mother's Day, I don't know what family this is or whatever, but this will be the Mother's Day that we took mother out and she got in a fight. This is always going to be the most memorable Mother's Day for that these people, right? I would guess so.
Well, this one, here's a meeting with some governors that Trump had today.
Oh, no. So these are the shitty governors, if he's meeting with him, right?
Everybody. How do you increase the confidence in the American public to go travel on America's airlines right now?
They have great confidence, and they have great confidence in us, and they have great confidence in the airlines. We've saved the airlines with $25 billion and another $25 billion, and we have airlines that are now in good shape. I mean, they're going to pick up with the fares and with the seats, but the airline industry is in good shape.
Disclosure, one of my clients for one of my jobs
Yes.
is a national organization involved with the airline industry.
Are you recusing yourself from
specifically.
This story? Or?
No, I am. I spend an hour and a half every day working on airline and airport news.
Right.
And looking through what's going on. And
is it the majority?
This is not an accurate statement to say the airline industry is in good shape.
Number one, he's like, they're going to have to go.
It's absolutely the opposite.
Fares are going up. Yeah, I would guess they would think they would need to do that because there's obviously going to be less people on a fucking plane. But the fares are not going to go up because...
They're going to put fewer people on the plane. So they're feeling like they're going to have to jack the prices more so that you can have that middle seat empty and not get the COVID.
Yeah, jack this, dickhead. Nobody's getting on your fucking flights. Nobody's getting on your flights. So you're going to have to, the fares will have to drop. Well,
that's why one of the airline CEOs was honest. He's like, you can't socially distance with what we do.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way.
Well, then guess what? What you do doesn't exist anymore.
Nobody's going. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you doing? I'm not mad at the airline industry for having a business that can't exist without.
I just hate
flying. Why am I mad at them?
That's my problem. But you know, so this is what will happen. This is what will happen with the airlines. It'll have to be nationalized, right? It'll have to be
by the
state. Yes. And if you want to go somewhere, it won't cost you anything, but you have to write an essay explaining to me why it's necessary. And I'll read the essay, and I will decide. That's how it has to be.
You'll note that yesterday we talked about how Dr. Fauci was testifying before Senate.
Fauci.
And was saying things like, we're nowhere near. There's undoubtedly going to be a second wave. Things like that.
Right.
If we start reopening now, we're fucked. Is basically what Dr. Fauci was saying.
Right.
Well, here's Trump today.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Fauci is playing both sides. Are you suggesting that the advice he's giving to you is different?
I was surprised by his answer, actually, because, it's just, to me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools. The only thing...
Fauci says, I don't think we should open the schools yet. And Trump says, well, it's not an acceptable answer.
If I fell off a building and I'm falling my death, and what am I supposed to say? Boy, I don't accept this gravity. This gravity is unacceptable.
To me, it's not an acceptable answer, especially when it comes to schools. The only thing that would be acceptable, as I said, is professors, teachers, etc., over a certain age. I think they ought to take it easy for another few weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, who knows, whatever it may be. But I think they have to be careful because this is a disease that attacks age.
But he's been saying 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks for 12 weeks now. I think it's only going to be another couple of weeks. This is going to be done. We'll be done in a couple of weeks.
And I think he's lying, too. I don't know if that's necessarily the right way to characterize who this disease attacks. Doesn't it attack a lot of people? What's up with the syndrome where the kids have this toxic shock shit? Mm-hmm. Let's all send our kids to school.
It attacks age.
God.
And it attacks health. And if you have a heart problem, if you have diabetes, if you're a certain age, it's certainly much more dangerous. But with the young children, and students, it's really, just take a look at the statistics. It's pretty amazing.
The point also is that maybe your little snot fuck Crotch Spawn will not have symptoms of the corona, but somebody else's little crotch spawn will give it to them and they will carry it, and then they will give it to your grandmother and Nana, yes, and they will give it to Aunt Bess.
Right.
And
right,
Aunt or
right.
whatever.
In every fucking school day, what you're describing is every fucking school day, right? Until we figure it out.
Exactly.
We don't have a plan. And they threw away the reopening plan that the CDC made.
Yeah.
I don't fucking understand. Well, they threw it away. Number one, businesses were like, I don't want this. They probably didn't want to do it because it's complicated.
So there you go. It attacks health.
Well, yes.
This is a disease that attacks health.
Now, that's factual, right? That is a factual statement. It attacks. How does it attack
I think
age?
You meant to say it. People with compromised health, but, you know.
I mean, you know.
It's least, Trump. We don't expect. Yeah, you know. We don't expect eloquence right. from Trump.
And did he rape anybody during this news conference?
I can't see his hands.
We don't know yet, so. You don't know what to expect. My God, it's like this is a deadly virus, and we don't have a vaccine. And we can't even get. Are there any Republicans that are saying anything remotely sensible about this? Mitt Romney doesn't count, because fuck him.
Let's see.
Fuck him. You can't forget Mitt Romney was on that hot mic moment. We know what you care about, dickhead. Go fuck yourself.
43% of the people won't even. Yeah. 47% or whatever the fuck it was.
Shouldn't that say something about you? Shouldn't that say something about you? The way you are right now, that you're not going to appeal your... God, I don't know. Whatever. He sucks.
So that's the headlines there.
Good news.
Donald Trump having a meeting and with the governors and
boy, he sounded
having some views.
Yes. Now he sounded insane, right, in that news conference.
Yes. Now here's an example. Right Wing Watch has been supplying some clips of this asshole.
Oh shit!
Recently, this is Deanna Lorraine, the one who ran against Pelosi.
Okay.
Total lunatic, right-wing nut job.
Yes.
Vile human being. Okay. Racist, remember? We played that clip of her saying, no, I'm not racist, but...
I kind of remember this.
Here she is.
Yes.
And here is Trumpist science for you.
Okay.
By the way, asymptomatic carrier is really just code name for you don't have it.
That's not true.
It's
because it's if you're asymptomatic, that means let's for the mentally challenged among us, A as a prefix means without, symptomatic means symptoms without symptoms. It doesn't mean you don't have the virus. You can have the cancer and be asymptomatic. Yeah. You can have all kinds of shit and be asymptomatic. What we're finding is that you can be asymptomatic with the COVID and be shedding virus at the same time.
Right.
So you could be not only carrying, but spreading.
You know, I
with
think,
not having any symptoms.
Yes.
And this asshole just literally said asymptomatic means you just don't have it.
You know what we're here. But she said it's code for you don't have it. And that seems to be like a thing with the Republicans. It's science speak, right? Asymptomatic.
Oh, so it's obviously a conspiracy.
It's a science word. And it's like we're almost getting to the point where they're going to say, oh, it's voodoo.
Scientists are bad.
Or it's black magic. It's asymptomatic isn't code for shit. The word asymptomatic is the word asymptomatic. Does it mean anything else?
By the way, asymptomatic carrier is really just code name for you don't have it. You don't freaking have it, okay?
What a stupid fucking asshole.
Oh, yes.
Ran for Congress.
Oh, that.
Ran for Congress.
Oh, wow. Again,
don't
Nancy
have it.
Pelosi?
You don't freaking have it, okay? It's not showing up in your system. It doesn't show up in a test. You don't have the coronavirus. But
that's not true.
It's wrong.
You will test positive for it. That's how we know. You're asymptomatic of the disease because you have it and you don't have symptoms. So you do test positive for it. This is infuriating.
And it's damaging. Haven't doctors said that the fake news aspect of all this shit is really
Who's,
killing us?
What waddlers are listening to her? And they're going to say, well, that mean asymptomatic just means that you don't even have it at all.
Well, I mean, and also, Brian Kemp, the dickhead that stole the gubernatorial election in 2018 from Stacey Abrams, the czar of Georgia, he came out a while back and pretended to not know what that meant. Or pretended to not know that people could
be... We just found out.
Yeah, so you know that's kind of a narrative. That's a convenient lie for the Republicans. Because that makes people feel better about being outside, right?
Who don't have the coronavirus. But asymptomatic carrier is a way for them to say they want to just test everybody and then track and surveil everyone. They just said it. You don't need it to be any more blatantly obvious. This is not like, you know, a conspiracy theory. This is not even speculation anymore. God. This is they're plainly saying what they're going to do is contact and trace everybody. And this
that tests positive for the virus. They're not contact and tracing people that don't have the disease.
You know, if you're talking about dumb fucks that get together and that maybe they do something like over the weekend, they will do exercises in front of a gym they want to open to make a point that they don't like the lockdown. It's against their freedom or whatever these little idiot Nazis want. Who
even
knows?
Though they're exercising on the street.
You're saving money because you're not actually paying the gym to do that. You're hurting your gym, by the way. But like these guys are so fucking dumb. It's just stupidity.
Yeah, we're held hostage in this country by the stupidest among us.
What they're going to do is contact and trace everybody. And this is a huge violation of our privacy. This is unconstitutional. God. And guess what? Just as I thought, the bill is called H.R. 6666, which, again, symbolism is everything to these creepy, sick people.
It just means that it's the 6,666 House resolution.
Symbolism is everything to these idiots. It's everything. It's every fucking thing. Your Jesus, your QAnon, your fucking deep state bullshit. You're all about symbols, right? It's all about symbolism. To us, go fuck yourself.
So there you go, Deanna Lorraine.
Oh my God. Thank God Pelosi won. Jeez. Holy fuck. Why is someone so insane? I guess because Nancy Pelosi is not going to lose her spot, right? So no Republican, no one that sounds sane is going to run against her.
Just they don't have a chance, right?
Yeah. In contact tracing, see, with these guys, these Alex Jones freaks, that is always going to bother them because they're so dumb. They don't understand. They just want to find out where you went and who you potentially infected, right?
Yeah.
That's it. They're not listening to the conversations you're having on your phone.
Oh, meanwhile, I just saw a blog post. Somebody was talking about all of her arrests for passing bad checks and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wow.
What a shocker.
Well, I mean, is that a negative thing for the Republicans? Or
no,
not?
No. Are you kidding me?
Okay. What would be?
I don't know. TBD. We don't know what level. They seem to be okay with a lot of crime.
Yeah.
As long as it's one of their people.
Yeah. Oh, the important thing is the color of the skin, maybe. That might have something to do with it, I guess.
Yeah, here at the Atlantic today, air travel is going to be very bad for a very long time.
Yes. What do they mean by bad? Just the experience or?
All the above. The lines are going to be longer. You're going to have to go through more prodding and poking and testing and temperature gauging and all that stuff.
But how do they guarantee my safety?
It's going to take a lot longer. You're going to have to get there a lot earlier.
To an airport?
Yeah.
Why would you want to get to an airport earlier? You don't want to be in the airport.
It's going to take 3 hours to go through all the bullshit.
So while you're at the airport, you probably have to use a public bathroom. Oh, God. Oh, I hate those anyway there.
In another video, by the way, this asshole compared the lockdown orders to Nazi Germany.
Oh my God, imagine some survivor of the Holocaust hears that. You're locked down in your house.
I know.
I mean, listen, and I don't know. That's crazy, man. That's some crazy shit. If you get a haircut, God.
So this clip here is from Fox yesterday.
Yes.
And apparently, I forget who this asshole host is. I forget what her name is. But the gentleman, she asks about this the SCOTUS arguments from yesterday.
SCROTUS.
And then she starts talking about Obamagate.
But that Which now that's confusing because the SCOTUS arguments were about
well, but this is different. This is
she, oh, not she the Trump taxes. About this.
So here she is, talking to this is Bradley Moss,
okay,
who is a lawyer,
okay.
His Twitter says the most active national security lawyer on Twitter.
Okay. Shit, yes.
And then he's got a quote from Wong Kett saying, noted smart law person.
Oh.
Nice. So here he is. I don't believe that the host quite got the answer she's looking for.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Here.
You've handled a number of these cases. What do you make of this new release of all of these transcripts, the notes we found the week before, texts, all kinds of things that now are raising a lot of questions for people about.
By the way, the list is out. CBS got a hold of the list or somebody got a hold of this list that Grinnell walked over to Bill Barr the other day dramatically, that it's the list of people in the Obama administration that wanted that name unmasked.
Oh, God.
The intelligence reports.
Yeah.
You know how they don't get names, they just get like individual.
Oh, yeah.
And then if they feel it's necessary,
they unmask.
They request to get the actual name, and they felt it was necessary, and
right.
They got the name Michael Flynn. It was who is this official talking to Kislyak?
But when they unmasked him, it ended up going somewhere, right?
Yes.
He pled guilty.
Yes. So, but now there's semen and vaginal fluid fountains everywhere from the right.
Now you got to watch out for the corona
happening right now because they've released it.
Ooh, yes.
And there's a whole bunch of names on it.
We're all squirting.
Including Biden.
Really?
And the same people are saying, here's what this proves, that a bunch of people were doing their jobs.
Oh, okay. Geez, how hard could you? What's that like?
That's all it is.
Right.
So they're losing their minds on the.
And this person interviewing this lawyer, did she not do any background on this guy? I mean, if she wanted a certain deep statey kind of answer. You know what I mean?
I don't think she's going to get what she wants.
Or texts, all kinds of things that now are raising a lot of questions for people about the Flynn prosecution and the Russia investigation.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to figure out what exactly constitutional deprivation was there. What is the crime that people think, you know, Barack Obama and Joe Biden are going to be prosecuted under? To be clear, and this is using the...
And that's the thing. That's why when that reporter asked Trump... when Phil Rucker from the Washington Post asked Trump yesterday, what exactly is the crime?
Yeah.
And Trump said, Obamagate. And then he said, but what exactly is the crime?
Yeah.
And Trump said, you know what the crime is.
God, it's amazing the press didn't start laughing.
Because he doesn't know. There is no crime. Because nothing wrong was done.
Right. But just so I understand, when we say Obamagate, we're in the deep state neighborhood, kind of like this is what that is.
The whole thing. Yeah, okay. That the Obama administration illegally targeted Trump to try to prevent him from becoming president.
Well, that's a crime then. Illegal targeting.
Which it doesn't, that exists, but they didn't.
They didn't do.
They had reason to look at these people.
Yeah.
They got a report that said, hey, one of Trump's incoming people is dealing with Russians.
Yeah, and they investigated.
Something like that, yeah. And they're like, well, who would that be? And then they said, oh, it's Mike Flynn.
To unmask something, I never worked in intelligence in the White House, but I imagine when you want to unmask something, that you have to show someone a reason you want this shit unmasked, right?
One would think, yeah.
Trying to figure out what exactly constitutional deprivation was there. What is the crime that people think, you know, Barack Obama and Joe Biden are going to be prosecuted under? To be clear,
I'm surprised this goes on for another minute. I'm surprised she didn't say, okay, well, that's enough. Thanks for joining us, Bradley. We appreciate
to be prosecuted under. To be clear, and this is using the words of President Trump and his lawyers for the last 3 years. Any sitting president can get any classified information they want. According to Donald Trump, they can launch any investigation they want. They can tell the FBI to pursue only particular individuals.
Exactly. Trump has been saying for the past 3 years that he can sic them after whoever they want. But now he's saying if Obama's administration investigated him, that was a target. That God was coming at me. It's illegal. It's treason.
I wish that every time some right-wing nut job asked another right-wing nut job something, they would give this answer. Or some guy from the Wonkette would jump out of the sky.
According to Donald Trump, they can launch any investigation they want. They can tell the FBI to pursue only particular individuals. This is not me saying it. This is what Donald Trump's been saying for 3 years. This was their argument during the Mueller probe. This was their argument during the impeachment investigation, that the president has this kind of authority. So what did we find out? That Barack Obama was aware that about intelligence intercepts on the Russian ambassador when he was talking with General Flynn, that there had just been an attack on our election a couple months earlier. We were still dealing with the fallout of Russian election interference in 2016. There was a concern about a counterintelligence problem with Michael Flynn, and they had a discussion. I'm shocked. I can't believe they had that conversation. What is the crime?
Well, we're going to have to leave it there.
Well, okay.
Oh, shit.
We're going to have to leave it there.
Aw, damn. Somebody
hit
you.
We're going to have Hannity on next to make sure that he erases all of the same logic that you just spewed on our poor Fox watchers.
That person just handed her lunch. Yeah. Here's your lunch. Eat it. I mean, that's
abuse. Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there. Listen how dismissive this asshole is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there.
I mean, you can't. That's a beautiful moment.
Right.
That's insane.
Fox.
Why would you? What kind of idiot? If I'm your segment producer, whoever's in charge of you, I'd fire you. Get the fuck out of here. Did you bet your guy? Weren't you looking for a right-wing nut job just to say back what you said? Amazing.
It says he's a national security lawyer, so maybe they didn't, know his. Thought,
yeah, you guys fucked up.
He's actually sane.
Yeah, and actually passionately disagreed with you. And he made fun of you.
He made fun of you.
Oh,
gosh, I'm so surprised.
Yeah, he's so surprised. He's being sarcastic. He's so surprised they had the conversation about unmasking. Is that the...
Right. I'm so... No, he's surprised that the president knew about an incoming official having secret conversations with the Russians.
The thing is, yeah.
So the president found out about that. Oh, gasp.
And you don't
have to
appoint the guy, right? Was this after he was... I'm just saying, and why did the president appoint? If someone tells you your national security advisor is compromised with another country, maybe you shouldn't.
Oh, by the way, today, you know, I found out the reason why my dentist was closed.
Why?
They couldn't get PPE.
Holy shit.
I'm not shitting you. She told me that today. She said we couldn't get the PPE ordered. It just came in like Saturday.
God.
That they need, that the Dental Association has recommended that they use. She said, we've got these guidelines they've given us, and the CDC has given us guidelines, and we have to wear these face shields and the masks and the rubber gloves and all the 9 yards.
Well,
And she said that's why they were closed, because they couldn't get PPE, but everybody can get PPE. Mm-hmm. And we're in fucking Florida.
Yeah, and like, yeah, it should be.
Where DeSantis is preventing his coronavirus with Trump cum.
So late, so great. So he can, so DeSantis can gargle all the Trump cum he wants.
Right.
If we don't have enough ventilators or PPE, we're going to be fucked. We could literally be fucked in a few weeks. Right.
And they were supposed to get N95s, and she said we couldn't get those, so we got these, whatever, these three ply that they were wearing.
Are they not as good, or they don't filter?
The N95s are the better ones, yeah. I guess. But
boy, I tell you what,
those are the ones that are fitted, and they have a little vent on the side and stuff. Yeah. And but I was like, you got to be kidding me! You couldn't get PPE.
That's ominous, right?
Right,
because. We don't even, you know, the thing about reopening this fucking place, we don't know what the peak is going to look like, because we haven't had the peak yet.
Right. Didn't they say, was it you or Tony Chicago that said that Illinois is...
is peaking in June, yeah. Yep.
And they're having a lot of cases in Illinois.
Yeah. His zip code had 34 new cases, Tony said.
And then there's a headline here. Texas sees 1,000 new cases 5 days in a row.
So that means if it takes 11 days or whatever to show up.
Texas, which began opening its businesses at the beginning of May. That was 12 days ago.
Yes, it was. Calendar days.
Has reported more than 1,000 new cases for 5 consecutive days as the state struggles to curb the pandemic.
Now, that is, okay, for people that are not into math, that is bad. That's not good. We don't want that.
On Tuesday, Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's top political health officials, appeared before the Senate Health Committee and warned that states who reopen their economies too quickly could see new outbreaks of the disease that could result in, quote, needless suffering and death. And that's where Trump was like, I'm surprised he said that. I'm surprised he said that. I don't agree with him with the whole schools thing.
Do you think he's given any thought to like how people die from this and like the idea that if you die in a hospital, it's by yourself. It's by yourself, and your loved one said goodbye over Zoom.
Don't care.
He didn't give a fuck.
Don't care.
Jesus Christ. You imagine what that's like? I have no fucking idea. I can't imagine that. You're looking into your smartphone? To some smartphone and saying goodbye to your loved ones and you're fucking dying?
He's not going to do that, for one. He's devoid of those kind of feelings.
What a fuckhead.
The unmasking is trending.
God damn. Twitter. You can't unmask at your dentist. They don't have PPE. That's crazy, dude. Why not? They ordered it and they just don't have it. Maybe it's being directed to hospitals. Maybe there's something in our government maybe that's the case. Maybe it's actually good news. PPE from dentists in like places where you get a boob job, all that PPE is being redirected towards other hospitals that deal with the corona.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be the case?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good then.
Meanwhile, this unmasking, we talked about this 2 years ago.
Oh yeah.
This unmasking shit. Remember Loretta Lynch? They wanted to haul her in. How dare she? Who did she unmask? How did she unmask these people?
Because a judge unmasks, right? Only a judge can do it. Is that how it works?
It goes to somebody, I think, that makes the determination. They request it, and then they unmask them.
But why is it so hard? Why would it even be? I kind of think none of this makes sense, because they unmasked that person because they wanted to know who it was in the White House that's working with the Russians, right?
This reporter says Jim Comey admitted to Congress back in 2017 that the FBI unmasked Flynn's name.
Why wouldn't they? And what would be the choice? Let's say they didn't. So now, okay, someone in the White House is working with the Russians. All right, okay. I don't want to know, though. We're not going to unmask it. We want to protect their identity.
And they're even saying that they're not sure that this list that's going around that's producing all of the right wing fluids.
I'm going to need two scroll guards.
Is even the right thing.
Yeah.
Because they're saying some of the dates don't match up.
Oh, so it's bullshit. It could be bullshit. Their list.
We know that that by 1/4/17, they had already unmasked Flynn. This person says, we can be virtually certain this list is totally unrelated because of that.
God.
So whatever this list is that's going around may not even be the really relevant to.
Hey, deplorables. I want to make it.
But it has Joe Biden's name on it. Oh, Clapper and Brennan.
Fucking matters. You know, deplorables, I'm going to tell you something. Number one, Stern is right. He fucking hates you. He wouldn't hang out with you. Trump wouldn't have anything to fucking do with you. And it's also, I would be insulted if I were you. They don't even try hard with the lies that are for your benefit. Like, that list is to make them froth up, right? And give stupid fascist boners.
So Grinnell, who is this? At Empty Wheel. I don't know who she is. She said, breaking, Rick Grinnell sent some journalists into a tizzy by showing them a list of unmaskings that are almost certainly not the unmasking of the Kislyak call.
It's unrelated.
They do, however, show that Mike Flynn was talking to some interesting people during the transition. Yet, with just one exception, those conversations didn't result in a criminal investigation.
Yeah.
The intel officials unmasked Flynn's identity over 40 times only after they found out that he secretly undermined U.S. policy with no permission from Trump.
Undermining U.S. policy means doing something against our interests,
right,
with another country. Does that not bother these idiots? They don't like that, right? Why don't they like that?
Earlier this morning, Grinnell sent a list to Senators Johnson and Grassley of former Obama administration officials who may have been involved in the unmasking of Michael Flynn.
Hey.
Biden is on the list, along with Clapper, Comey, Brennan, and more.
Oh, shit. God, guys. So stupid.
It's crazy.
How are you not gonna know? And didn't Obama told Trump that Flynn was bad anyway, right? I mean, and he ignored it.
So this unmasking, it's just all bullshit. It's another one of these. Remember how many times we're just wait till this next report comes out. There's going to be jailings immediately after. And then it comes out and they scream and they squeal and they point and they say, look.
Right.
And there's fuck all there.
So
there's nothing.
This is simply them stringing the base along, right?
Same thing.
So how many weeks now till they have to tell them some more bullshit that'll get them another few
weeks?
Well,
that's the problem. Yeah, they keep inventing new shit.
Listen, and you can see there's evidence. There's a legit virus out there killing people, but still these deplorables want to go out in it to do their cultist leaders' bidding and reopen the country. So I don't know what the bottom for them is. I don't know what they won't do, and I don't know what they will not believe. I don't know. They're bananas.
I'm trying to see if there's some more about this Flynn stuff.
Yeah. Jeez. I remember when that judge was talking to Flynn or talking about like the deal, the first deal he reached, and the judge said he wasn't happy with the deal based on the cooperation that they got. And the judge said that you sold out your country.
Right. Well, that judge yesterday, there's interesting news there. He said now that he is going to hold off for a little bit on ruling on dropping the charges because he has been receiving a lot of input from other sources.
Oh, really?
Like, let's say that letter that has 2,000 people, former Justice Department people who signed it, who said that Barr has to resign after this and shit like that. So this judge now is looking into, it's not a done deal.
He does not have to.
He is not ordered to drop these charges.
Yeah. And like, does that judge, clearly the judge thinks Michael Flynn did some bad shit.
Yes.
And should pay. And I imagine the judge doesn't want his name attached to this on the wrong side of history.
What's up?
Oh, this is our senator.
Oh, God.
Regardless of whether we're removing existing guardrails or talking about completely new funding, both actions would result in a blank check bailout for states.
This is the new
and he's against it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you fuck.
Just remember, we're talking about $150 billion. To put that in perspective, the median income...
That's half of what I made. Half what I stole from Medicare from my country.
With your fake MRIs, whatever you fucking did, you goddamn creep.
Per capita in Florida is about $30,000. $150 billion.
Oh, now he's going to do math. At one point, he says, we are bailing out the liberal politicians who cannot live within their means.
Fuck you. Oh, okay.
And now we're asking Floridians to pay for the incompetence of governors like Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, shit.
Cuomo is going to rip this bald, crooked fuck a new little white pucker.
Right after the show,
again,
I'm listening.
Florida is a taker state.
Yes, and New York pays for you, bitch. New York pays.
These blue states that he's saying, we can't bail out liberal politicians who can't live within their means.
Oh, God.
They're sending money to you, you fuck.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you should send, you know what? You should get, hey, Rick, put on your dick sucking lips and get your knee pads and go up to New York and suck Cuomo's cock because he's paying for you. He's paying for you.
Unreal.
God. Go suck Gavin Newsom's dick, too!
That's one of our senators here. We also have Marco Rubio, everybody.
I am so tired. If you hear people, you mention anybody in Florida, you're like, I lived in California. You're like, aren't you glad you got out of there? I mean, fuck you, dude. I like Florida. I do. I like this town. I love it. A lot of great things about this. But don't shit on California. California pays for you, you bitch! God, Rick Scott is a bitch. Jesus fucking Christ. What a fucking
breaking
dick.
News. My second home state of Wisconsin.
Hey.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Yes.
Even after the recent victory, is still.
Uh-oh.
Has a majority of scumbags.
Oh, okay.
Of very pretty obviously blatantly partisan scumbags also.
Yeah, because they do their business from Zoom, but meanwhile, they make people come out in this plague for an election. That's
get this.
Lovely.
For the first time, a statewide order has been struck down by a state Supreme Court.
Oh, shit.
They're saying that evil Democrat governor can't order the state on lockdown.
Shit. So now they're not letting that governor lock the state down.
The state's highest court, controlled by conservatives, sided with Republican lawmakers. And remember, the Republicans of Wisconsin are particularly corrupt and venal and heinous.
Yeah. These are the people that live out in the middle of nowhere, these lawmakers, right? Not that that matters.
It will curb the Tony Evers, administration power to act unilaterally during public health emergencies. The 4-3 decision was written by four of the court's conservatives.
Yay!
Chief Justice Patience Rogensack. She's an asshole. Justices Daniel Kelly, Rebecca Bradley, and Annette Ziegler.
Rogensack!
Look at all these conservative women.
Oh, yes. Good job.
The court's fifth conservative, Brian Hagedorn?
Jeez.
Wrote a dissent, joined by the court's two liberals.
Oh, shit. What's wrong with him?
Ann Walsh Bradley and Rebecca Dallet.
I'm beginning to understand whatever the Democrats are, however you want to categorize them. But the Republicans, they are the party of death. They're the party of MAGA. They're MAGA death cultists.
The ruling for now immediately throws out the administration's tool to control the disease for which there is no vaccine and comes at a time when Evers has already begun lifting some restrictions.
God!
As the spread of the virus slows down in areas.
That's the only thing we have against this thing is stay at home, just shelter in place. That's the only thing we have.
And then here we go. It will force the Democratic governor and the Republican-controlled legislature to work together on the state's response to the ebbs and flows of the outbreak. How do you think that's going to go? We know how these Republicans roll in these states.
Yes.
They don't work. They tried to take away, and they got their asses handed to them in the courts.
Yes.
They tried to take away the governor's power after he was elected because he's a Democrat.
You know, man, we are in this country, we have this fucked up idea of cooperation and working together and reaching across the aisle and want to bring everybody and be inclusive. But these monsters, but these now, fucking death monsters,
but now
you can't work with
they
them.
Literally have to, and it won't happen.
Right? You can't work with these people.
This says it's a dynamic the two sides have rarely been able to achieve.
The Republicans are a party of racism, death, income inequality, anti-gay, anti-trans. Fuck them. They're anti-human rights. They're not a reasonable group of people to work with. They're pro-corona.
In a majority opinion, Rogasack determined the Department of Health Services Secretary should have issued statewide restrictions through a process known as rulemaking, which gives lawmakers veto power over agency policies.
Who gives a fuck? This should be a time when we're all like, we all need to come together and do what the scientists are telling to beat this crazy fucking virus that we don't know shit about.
Meanwhile, Evers is saying, We're not going to be able to get shit done because you Republican cunts won't let us do anything. You know, so that's why I issued the order. He tried to get them to work with him.
Yeah.
And they said, fuck you. And that's why he issued the order.
He didn't have a fucking choice. He issued the order because he's trying to do what's right for the people in his state. And now he can't because he's got to work with the fucking Republicans.
Who won't do anything.
Yeah.
And then we'll blame him. And then we'll try to blame him.
Yes.
When shit goes wrong.
They won't.
That's how they roll. They break things and then they point at the Democrats and say, look what they did.
You know, like we've been, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com. We've done a show most days during the weekday, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, covering the Trump administration. And you know, is the dog snoring? Oh my God.
I can hear that. I just put my mic.
I can hear it. Get the mic closer.
I can't. My spit screen will hit it in the face.
That's so funny.
Dog snoring.
You're snoring during that? Come on, dog. Jeez.
So there you go, Wisconsin.
I'm jealous of that dog.
Wisconsin Republicans are truly bottom feeding scumbags.
You know, this.
Oh, speaking of, go ahead.
We got to vote blue. That's the only choice.
Well, more good news
because
from the polls.
Because we are on our own until you do.
More good news from the polls.
Good.
In other places that are, I saw the word ominous.
Yeah.
For the Republicans. The Senate.
Oh, really?
For
Thank
the Republicans.
God.
That they're really worried.
But, yeah. And you know, a lot of people are being little bitch babies, and they're thinking that Joe Biden is going to get just killed by Trump. And it's just not the case.
So speaking of bottom feeding, disgusting, vile, subhuman creatures.
Yes.
Steve King of Iowa.
Now, this guy's a Nazi, right?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Sure.
He's definitely Nazi curious.
Ooh, yeah. I'm experimenting in fascism. Nine!
Northwest Iowa Congressman Steve King is now saying that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has agreed to a process by which the 9-term incumbent can get exoneration and back on committees that were stripped from him that he was stripped from in January 2019 after his controversial remarks about white supremacy.
Well, I mean, so wait, Kevin McCarthy wants to do this?
On April 20th, Kevin McCarthy and I reached an agreement that he would advocate to the steering committee to put all of my committees back, all of my seniority. When Congress comes back into session, when the steering committee can get together, I have Kevin McCarthy's word that that will be my time for exoneration.
Good God. You know, what is that movie that Brad Pitt's in, the Quentin Tarantino flick about the Nazi hunter? What is that?
Inglourious Bastards?
I am going to go watch that scene right after this.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Nazis. That's the only opinion about Nazis. Fuck them. Fuck Nazis.
In a New York Times story on immigration 16 months ago, King was quoted as saying, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive? Well, why did I sit in classes teaching me about the merits of our history and our civilization?
What?
He's saying all my history classes proved that white people are the best.
We had a civil rights movement in the 1960s. In the 1960s, our country was started in the late 1700s. I don't know when Steve King went to high school, but I imagine his history teachings probably were a tad white biased.
In Iowa?
Yes.
Gosh.
Doesn't Steve King think he was in the
Iowa
Wars?
In the 60s? He was probably in high school in the 60s?
Is Stephen King, I'm so sorry. Stephen King is a liberal and author and does good shit. Steve King, didn't he have a picture or a Confederate flag or some shit?
On his desk in Iowa.
Was Iowa part of the Confederacy?
It absolutely was not.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. Why does he have it then? I guess he's...
Well, you have to ask him.
Might say something about his racism. Really is like, why do people fly that anyway? I mean, it's race. It's not your heritage. Your heritage is racism. Go fuck yourself.
We've got... a few minutes left here in the big old show. We do this every fucking weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live.
J-Bus.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes. We make lots of money.
We don't.
Off each transaction.
We don't. God, there's so many stories debunking Obamagate. It's
such a sad moment, man. It's such a sad moment. Imagine somebody's in the Rose Garden at the White House and somebody's what crime? Obamagate.
Last night, Florida reports 941 new coronavirus cases today, the highest one day total since May 1st. Over the past 24 hours, Florida has more new cases than New Jersey.
Right, and guess what? The reopening ain't happening. There's no way it's going to happen if we have cases. Like, if it keeps going up like this. You just can't. Right?
Right.
Unless you're going to build a fuck ton of new... And by the way, are we doing... What? We're putting all this energy into reopening. Shouldn't we be putting energy into resources and PPE? For healthcare workers?
You stop with your logic and sanity and shit.
Because
didn't you know Obama tried to unmask Mike Flynn and personally scaled Trump Tower and installed listening devices?
Well, I mean, that's actually more plausible than Trump scaling anything. I mean.
Here's somebody we haven't heard from in a couple of weeks, I think.
Does Trump play basketball at the White House the way Obama did? You know, Obama played some sports and shit. Okay.
I do put my balls in a basket at night next to the bed.
Come here, Mike. Open your mouth.
We haven't heard from this guy in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
But he's got an opinion on the Obamagate.
Fuck you.
See if you can name this dickbag.
I already have a guess.
Go ahead.
Rick Wiles.
Loading.
Okay. He is a load.
Still loading.
Oh, he's a tremendous load.
Here you go.
Barack Obama.
Bam! That's Rick Wiles, right? No, is that Coach Dave?
Must go to jail.
Oh, fuck me.
Coach Dave!
Yeah, I got my white guys. I got my racist white dick bags mixed up.
Coach Dave Doffenmeyer on his Pass the Salt Live program yesterday.
I want to see what he looks like.
Has an opinion on Barack Obama.
Barack Obama must go to jail. He must go to jail. And, you know, we started with Hillary.
Do you hear the bovine-like sounds in the background? And I apologize to my beloved cows.
Sorry.
I love cows. They're
sorry,
wonderful
New
creatures.
Sorry, New Nedger's cow.
But it does sound like a bunch, like a herd of moron cattle in the background. And did you hear that?
I mean, I will say this, Coach Dave. You have improved your presentation. I mean, the background, it's a nice solid color, and he, you know, he's lit well, right? I mean,
you know, he's not bad.
You're still a fascist dickhead.
Let's go to jail. And, you know, we started with Hillary and all that kind of stuff. Now, as I begin to dig in deeper and deeper and deeper and see what's going on, first of all, let there be no doubt, okay? Listen, there is no doubt. We can have a trial. There's no doubt that Barack Obama knew what was being done to Donald Trump. He knew it.
Okay. What was being done to Donald Trump?
Be investigated.
Because there was suspicious shit.
Investigating Flynn. Investigating, who's that bald fool with the hat? Carter Page.
Oh, my God. I miss that guy.
And investigating...
is it lost on anyone that Trump's national security advisor pled guilty?
No, he was forced to.
He was forced to,
Ryan.
He was forced
they
to.
They said they were going to throw his son in jail.
Well, you know, they had a pile of fucking evidence against him, right?
Right.
That's why he pled guilty. He didn't plead guilty.
It was being done to Donald Trump. He knew it. He knew what was being done to Michael Flynn. Barack Obama knew it. We have the evidence. He knew it. The buck stops at the top.
So you mean that the intelligence officials of our country found out
yes.
that an incoming member of Trump's probable cabinet was doing some sneaky shit.
I would want to know about that.
And when they saw what sneaky shit was going on, they said, wow, what's Kislyak talking about with this person? We need to find out who this person is because this is not good. So the name was unredacted and
yes.
the name was Michael Flynn.
Because I imagine-
now, if the name is Michael Flynn,
yes.
do you think that they may clue the president of the United States in on that?
Yeah.
And should he be clued in on that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope he knew what was going on.
I mean, do you think Obama, before they told Trump this about Flynn, I bet Obama was like, you know what? Watch this. We will tell him about Flynn and what he's up to, and he will hire him anyway.
And Obama warned him about Flynn.
Yeah, but he did. I wonder if Obama thought, I'm going to warn him, but he's still going to put him in. Watch.
We got to expedite here. We only got like 3 minutes left.
Fuck.
Barack Obama knew it. We have the evidence. He knew it. The buck stops at the top. Mm-hmm. And if we think.
Unless it's Trump.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Oh,
then
fuck yes.
I have no responsibility.
I mean, God, 83,000 deaths, huh? You know.
Comey and Clapper getting those little peons. If we think that's it, no. In order for justice to be restored to America, Barack Hussein Obama, the communist Muslim freak, must be put in jail.
Communist Muslim freak.
Oh, so eloquent. Well said, dickhead. Jeez.
Muslim freak must be put in jail. He must be put in jail.
Coach.
That doesn't happen. There's no justice in America. The president of the United States destroyed Michael Flynn. He destroyed him. He destroyed Michael Flynn. That in itself, in my opinion, is hangable. It's a hangable offense. He swore an oath to protect people. And he didn't do it.
Go.
Jeez, that's an interesting take on it. Obama should be lynched.
Was it interesting?
Because
that he thinks the president swore an oath to protect people and didn't follow through, and that's hangable.
Does he mean this is insane? So Obama's supposed to protect Michael Flynn?
President? Who's this president protecting?
Oh, not anyone, dude. Not one fucking person. I mean, he would push Ivanka under the bus when the shit hits a fan. I guarantee you. This is
so
crazy.
Yeah.
This is insane.
Communist Muslim freak Obama must go to jail, and actually
Obama
he should be hanged.
Should go to jail because he didn't protect the American people. Is that what he's trying to say? In that, because
what he did to Trump and what he did to Flynn is hangable.
Well, geez. Gosh. Boy, what is.
And by the way,
he's a grandfather.
Strap the fuck in. I mean, this is May 13th here. We got until November 3rd. This is going to talk about COVID going exponentially. Trump's insanity and Trump's bullshit is going to become exponential.
Well,
he is going to want. And the scary thing is that Bill Barr is going to play right along.
Yeah.
Bill Barr will happily announce indictments.
He doesn't give a fuck, right?
Into Clapper and Brennan. I don't think he'd have the balls to try to indict Obama. They know that Washington would probably burn down.
Well, about his balls, who knows about them? I don't know that you could find them.
But I think he'll try to toss some red meat to the loonies and try to
indict
at least
Hillary?
Say that he's opening an investigation
into
Clapper, an investigation into Brennan, an investigation into Biden.
Well, that helped in the last election, didn't it? God,
do we have any doubt?
Fucking fucker!
And then once the election's over, Barr will say, oh, well, we looked into it and we didn't find anything.
Covering
his ass.
It's
meanwhile, the damage will have been done.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll work this time.
Yeah.
Because now we're on to them.
Yeah.
No minds are going to be changed in the tiniest bit by a word that Bill Barr says about anything.
And there's 83,000 dead people right now.
And
there will be more by the election, right?
A lot more.
God. Insane.
Thanks for joining, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow. What the hell? 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then you can always find us on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on social media or on his webpage, radarcomedy.com, or RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Hang in there, everybody. We'll do it in 22 hours again.
Fuck Trump.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.